Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. Today you've got me and me only. There's no music again, intro or outro, because I am sat in my car on the seafront looking out at the sea, and I thought I'd just do a quick podcast. Why I want to do the podcast is to tell you about my first experience on DMT. I'm going to try and pronounce the proper word for it, which is dimethyltryptamine. I've probably decimated that and it's completely wrong because I'm an idiot. But anyway, it's called DMT. It's probably the most powerful psychedelic known to man. Anyway, I vaped it and it's such a weird experience. I do weed, but this is the first time I've used psychedelics and fucking hell, it was crazy. So I vaped it. My body went all like tingly, nice and relaxed. Then as I stared at my ceiling, you get like the kaleidoscope effect. So it's like looking through a kaleidoscope, but this was like see-through. And then it changed to looking like the ceiling appeared like if you look through ice, like clear ice. And it had that effect. And then my eyes started flickering, like sort of a TV going, like tuning in and out. Bear with me, because I'm doing my best here. I also was focusing on the ceiling, and then to the left, it appeared, because like in my room where I did it, there's like a chimney breast that goes up, and it's sort of like a sort of like an angle, like a ramp that goes up to go into the chimney going outside. So there's a small sort of half a triangle hidden. And I thought out the corner of my eye, I saw like a little black imp thing sort of like peering out. And as soon as I looked at it, it just sort of fucking vanished. So I got up and had a look and it was just this dark corner, just a weird feeling of a dark corner. So I laid back down and I've got a collage of me that I got for my 30th birthday off my mum. And the collage is me with my granddad, mum, dad, nana's, family's pictures, stuff like that. So it's not like equal sizing of the pictures, but when I looked at it, it looked all symmetrical and very blocky and like sort of mathematical. That was strange. What else was there? Everything seemed not like tunnel vision, but seemed in proportion but small at the same time, a bit like them camera shots you get when something's in the foreground but then the background seems appear. It's really hard to explain. And that was with my eyes open. So I took my second hit and I closed my eyes. And then with that, it's such a strange biomechanical geometric shapes. The closest imagery I could get when I say biomechanical is like H.I. Geiger's stuff. Like stuff like that, really strange. I heard noises like sort of cracking. There was a lot like that's like the sort of noise I was like hearing when I like sort of shut my eyes, along with these like purples and like blues and reds and geometric shapes. As soon as you've really had it, it lasts about 5 to 20 minutes. Mine was lasting about 5 to 10 minutes. I should have really wrote it down, so I'm going off memory, because it sort of goes. It's just like there, then it like just goes. Really strange, yeah. A lot of the images were like biomechanical, H.I. Geiger-esque. But it's a good feeling. It's not a bad feeling. I didn't have any bad trips or anything, but when you have it, I got like a sensation of all my body went cold, and like that's normal. But as soon as you see them kaleidoscope images, it's like fucking immense. It's like someone's put a film over your eyes, and it's like you're seeing our reality, but you're actually seeing a veil of something else, like these kaleidoscopes, these images, everything's waving, everything zooms out and zooms in. Everything's like, excuse me, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like very equilateral. It's, no, I even fucking said that word wrong. It's like very symmetrical. Everything seems to have its place. And it all looks clear. Clearer than it does. But it's like in the distance, but not in the distance. It's so hard to explain. I'm doing a proper rubbish job of it. But yeah, that imp thing scared me. I didn't see it again. I was concentrating on one part. Then there was this dark little figure. Then I looked and it was like, boom, gone. With like the closed eyes, when I closed my eyes, because like my eyes were flickering, like sort of a bit like a telly, the old style analog where it sort of goes in a bit. And like when you used to track an old VHS tape video in, it sort of flickers. That was like my eyes going it, like in and out. When I closed my eyes, it was like, it was red. There was this red colour and it was going through all these, like, a bit like sort of, just sort of like a nervous system. And it was like that. And it kept repeating. And then there's loads of things going on. It's like, it's like a bit dream-esque. Because, like, you're there, but you're not sure what's going on. But you've still got your sort of own free thought. As I say, I'm new to psychedelics, so I should have maybe relaxed a bit more because I was excited at the time of doing it. But you definitely got a sense of a veil coming over. Then you close your eyes and then you're like, yeah. Then like you're in this place where there's a lot of stuff going on. It's like busy. It's the closest thing is like you go to like a nebula star sort of thing and they. You're just travelling through, like, sort of through that, and then you hear these noises, like attempting the great breakthrough. As I say, it's the first time I did psychedelics, and DMT is the most powerful psychedelic known to man, as far as I believe. As hallucinations go, it's not like you see a fucking pink pig come and talk to you. Well, who knows, it's the best effect you can get is like, it is like looking through, as I've already said, a kaleidoscope. And it's like not coloured, but it's see-through, but it's there. You like sort of can see it and you just can't help but smile. It's like turning and it's like fucking crazy, but you can see it's like a veil over your eyes looking through there and then looking through our dimension. There you go, you see, it's fucking, I've just explained it completely wrong, but that's what I got of it. Images of H.I. Geiger, you're like hearing noises, beep and bopping, you turn cold, but it's a nice feeling, it is nice. It's the first time I've done psychedelics, because I'm mainly a weed cannabis guy person. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing DMT again. And I'm also looking forward to maybe experimenting with more psychedelics, like magic truffles. So we'll get some magic truffles. I'll do a podcast about that. And also, I want to try salvia as well. I can't even say it. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know I can't fucking hardly talk properly because I've got a stutter anyway at the best of times. So trying to pronounce these strange scientific words, just crazy for me. But yeah, I'm going to try salvia, which is related to the family sage. You can smoke that through a bong, and again, that's a powerful hallucinogenic. Magic truffles. Never done anything like that. So as I say, the first time I've done psychedelics was with DMT. So I've been like jumping in the deep end. The only time I've had sort of experience with this sort of thing is through weed cannabis, because on that I get proper time dilation. So time for me proper slows down. So say for making a cup of tea, which is normally a 7-minute job when I like used to drink tea because I'm on this carnivore diet. So I've stopped drinking tea, but I have warm milk. I fill my cup up with milk and put it in the microwave. So I have that. Going back to it, making a cup of tea when I'm on weed for this time dilation, it's just like, it seems like it takes me forever. And it doesn't, it just takes me the same amount of time. And sometimes when I'm watching the telly, sort of Netflix, I like look at my clock or something and say, oh, it's 8:30. Then it seems to be like it's 45 minutes. Then I just look at my clock again, or on them, like my laptop, my like watch or something like that. And like 15 minutes has passed. That's the main thing for me. I'm weird. I have time dilation. The best concept to understand that is that if you put the kettle on and you was looking at the kettle until it boils, it would take longer for you for the kettle to boil while you stood looking at it than it would if you was doing something else in another room. So that's like the most simplest time dilation I can think of. The only other time I've had a closed eye hallucination on weed, where it was a pretty heavy session. I'd had a lot of it, so I just closed my eyes. Then with that, this like playing card came down, but this playing card was like a cat with angel wings, and it was like holding a machine gun. And I thought, I've got to have seen that somewhere before, because I'm sure I've seen that as a meme. But it wasn't a meme. It's just fucking something that appeared in my state of hallucination, closed eye hallucination. That's the only thing I've had on weed like that. So, like as I say, I've had similar hallucination, but weed is like a fucking kindergarten compared to DMT, which is more like an Oxford PhD exam in fucking physics, astrophysics. It's fucking crazy. It's very hard to explain. Yeah, so there you go, DMT and weed. But like as I say, my heart's always going to be with weed, because I like it. I love the feeling on it. It's cheap, don't kill you. It's better than fucking alcohol, because you wake up the next morning bright and early and you're all raring to go. Yeah, so the carnivore diet, I've got, I'm on day 27, I think 28. I actually finish, when do I finish? Next week on Tuesday, I think. And then it would have been 30 days. But because I'm a bit of a freak with my OCD, what I'm actually doing is, hey, my car button's broke. How's that? Anyway, sorry to digress. Yeah, I'm going to continue it until a week Sunday. So, because of my OCD and I don't like stopping halfway through the week or semi through the week. So I'm going to do it until the end of a week. So a week tomorrow, I'm going to do it. So all I've been eating, and I'm going to do a separate podcast on this. So I'm just going to give you the lowdown. All I've been eating is like animal products like cheese, eggs, meat. I've been drinking goat's milk, full fat. Milk, full fat. I have been having water, shitload of water, black pepper, white pepper, salt, and I've been drinking coffee as well, a milky coffee with water. And that's all I've had, and so far, I have lost a lot of weight. I'm not going to tell you now, because I want to leave it till the podcast, but from there, you will get my... Now, like, as I've said before, I didn't do any testing before. So I know that's my fault, and I know you'll all say, well, we can't compare this to that and the other. But what I will do at the end of it, I will give you my resting heart rate, because I have got a Fitbit Versa 2 that I'm wearing, so we have got the data from a couple of weeks ago. So my resting heart rate, you'll get my blood pressure, and also my glucose range. So that's the best I can do. I ain't got scurvy. My teeth are fucking in fine health. I feel great. I've lost a shitload of weight. My energy levels are cool. My pooing's good. Had a few accidents, but we'll talk about that in the podcast. Went to an awesome place in Lincoln in the UK. One of these Brazilian all-you-can-eat meat places. That was cool as well. So from the carnivore diet... I'm off onto the keto diet, because I just feel so good on it, but I do miss my food, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not sticking to the carnivore diet, because I do like tomatoes and things like that. So the keto diet's going to be perfect for me. I might every now and again, maybe three times a year or twice a year, have like a month of carnivore and maybe just a week of steak and water only. But we'll see how that goes. I have got another, not challenge, but another project I am going to do, but I will tell you that a week tomorrow. And that's going to be a 2-month project, 2-month experiment.
So we'll make sure we can get all the data for that and all the proper things. As you know, I had Gary from Biohackers Labs on. So just been hammering all his podcasts. Check him out. I think he was the last podcast I did. Well, that's just to tell you. I can't really say much more about the DMT because that's basically it. And without having it, you can't really explain or relate to it. You can read other people's experiences, but everyone's going to have a subjective view of it. Excuse me. But it seems to, mine always seems to pattern. Pattern, is that the right terminology? So it seems to be sort of the same as other people's experiences. So yeah, it was weird. I wasn't scared. Saw some strange things. Carnivore diet done a week tomorrow. The new project. The new project's going to be cool. It's going to be 2 months. It's going to be a lot of training. And it's going to be good. You will be seeing it live. I might do it live. Anyway, can't give too much away because there's still some stuff I need to sort out with that. But yeah, if you want to do the carnivore diet, check it out. It's fucking great. I just have bacon fried in lard with like eggs and pork and fucking. It's just great. You just eat loads of bacon and steaks and chickens and things like that. But like sort of like as I said, the weight's dropping off, which is good because I was a bit of a fatty. But yeah, so this is just a quick podcast. As I say, you've just got no music because I'm doing it on my phone. So you will get a few more of these. So there you go. I hope you're all right. If there's any questions or you want to be on the podcast, just give me a message. You can find me on Instagram or just send me a message on here. Or you can get in touch with me. That's someone who's bibbing the yarn in the van. Little fucking bastards. I hate people who just sit in the car bibbing their horn. Even though I used to do it when I was younger. Anyway, thanks for listening. As I say, if you'd like to come on the podcast, send me a message. You can find me on Instagram. So if you want to try the carnivore diet, do it. If you want to try DMT, do it. If you want to try weed, do it. It's a far better thing than alcohol, weed. And there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening. I just want to say thanks for everyone who's supported the podcast and like listened to it. It's like over a year now, and I'm doing pretty good. I've got some exciting things coming up. The Patreon ain't even done, and I said before Christmas in January it'd be done by the end of January. It ain't, and I haven't. But I am on it. I have got all my sticker designs now. Massive thanks to Lee who's done that and the artwork. So we'll be getting them done, and as I say, the black bands, I've still got the black bands, so we'll be doing a Patreon tier. I won't be putting any extra content on there for people to pay for, because I want to try and make it all free. Just obviously if like people want stickers and these black bands to support the free speech podcast that I'm doing, that'd be great, because it enables me to get better equipment, because don't forget I'm doing this off my own back. I'm spending all my money on petrol. I work a full-time job, so all the equipment's mine. It's, you know, so just that bit of extra money for like going, because like I've got a few things that it's going to be happening this year that will need travel money. So if you want to support it. If you don't, just listen to it, share it, like it, get other people to listen to it. It's fully free speech, and it's completely unedited, unlike other media outlets that will bullshit you and chop and change things to suit their agenda and make the mass sheeple go with them. Because remember, the news does lie to you. Read between the lines. Don't fucking take everything for gospel. But do your research and find out. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And we'll see you soon. Well, we won't see you soon. We'll speak to you soon. Okay, cheers for listening. Bye-bye.